It's our pleasure today to be talking with Brad Sherman. Brad is seeking the Republican Party nomination as a candidate for governor of Iowa. Brad Sherman has devoted himself to over four decades of pastoral leadership and church ministry in Iowa. He began his ministry and leadership training in 1975 and was ordained in 1979. Pastor Sherman also has extensive professional experience in heavy equipment operation, commercial and residential construction, real estate development, and nonprofit leadership. He helped form pro-life organizations and was co-founder of Informed Choices Medical Clinics, where he served as president and board chair for 10 years. Additionally, he has authored articles and books on biblical topics and conducted biblical worldview seminars across the Midwest. Brad has been deeply involved in the Republican Party of Iowa. He served as a county and state delegate numerous times and as a county chair and convention leader. In 2024, he served as a delegate to the Republican National Convention and was a member of the National Platform Committee. He served in the Iowa House in the 90th General Assembly. Brad enjoys deer hunting, competitive shooting, and is a hobby machinist. He and his wife, Carol, have been married for 50 years and are proud parents of four children and 13 grandchildren. Well, Brad, tell our listeners something about yourself they'll not find on your website or with a search engine.
Well, thank you, Cal. It's a pleasure to be here with you. And you mentioned the competitive shooting. What a lot of people don't know is that this is an Old West shooting club that we're involved in, my wife and I. We've been doing that for probably 25 years almost at this point. It's one of those things where you stick on a cowboy hat and just have a lot of fun, you know, and act like kids. But we're shooting real guns, and we have some very strong safety rules and that sort of thing. But we ding steel targets and just have a blast, no pun intended. So.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier that you've been moving around the state and have visited 40-some counties already. As you talk with people out there, what are their most frequent concerns?
Well, property tax is probably one of the biggest ones that's out there right now. You know, property taxes have gone up astronomically. I think the average residential house property tax right now in the state of Iowa is around $4,500 a year. And that's quite a chunk of money, particularly for seniors who have gotten onto a fixed income, maybe retirement and that sort of thing. I was talking to one business owner who owned a golf driving range, and he told me his property taxes were $41,000 a month. And I went back to him and asked him a couple of times, are you sure that's a month or is that a year? And he goes, no, it's a month. People don't realize what's happening. You know, this is really a violation of property rights, you know, what's happening with property taxes. So this is a really big issue for me. I know I've got a few ideas. I know I have some friends in the legislature who are also working on this, and so hopefully we can get something fixed on this. But this is a major issue.
Well, are there any additional issues that crop up alongside that?
Well, now I can just tell you a few of them that are important to me.
Sure.
You know, the eminent domain issue is another big one that has to do with property rights as well. Could really be summed up in this, is that a private company who is not a common carrier for a product that is not a public utility should never have the right to use eminent domain. That's a violation of property rights. And that should be the beginning and the end of it. Just that right there should solve that problem. But we got people that seem to have interests and special interests in promoting their business. So it's a complicated issue when you start digging into that. For me, it's pretty simple. You don't violate property rights that way. You know, George Washington, our first president, said property rights and freedom are connected. You can't have one without the other. And so, and that's what the Declaration of Independence was really talking about when it said pursuit of happiness, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. They were talking about actual property rights, and many of their phrases referring to that actually said life, liberty, and property. So when you research that, it becomes pretty clear. But that's what it's really boiling down to. It's another big issue.
Well, assume you're elected. What do you actually want to do?
Well, you know, it ties into this, but on our website, we have a slogan on the website. It says, restoring the foundations of freedom. And that's not just a slogan we came up with that we thought would play well for a campaign. That's been my heartbeat for four decades. You know, my wife and I moved to Iowa City. We started a campus church. And I think as, I don't know if you mentioned it or not, but yeah, you did mention that I've been a pastor for 44 years, some other things. But one of the first things we saw when we started a campus church at the University of Iowa was we saw a lot of Marxism, socialism being openly promoted. It was no secret. There were clubs there promoting these things. I saw things that really concerned me about the freedoms that we enjoy here in America. You know, George Mason, who's the father of the Bill of Rights, he said, if free people do not examine their liberties and how they were obtained, they risk losing these rights. And, you know, I've done some surveys and talked to a lot of people over the years, and it's become quite clear to me that most people don't have a good foundational understanding of how our nation was founded, what it was founded upon, what are those principles. And so that's really a big issue for me, is getting those kinds of things back into our educational system, and then educating just people in general. We don't have, you know, even just the general public, you know, promoting principles and promoting information that will help people understand how important it is to maintain our freedoms and how, you know, how we achieve them and how to maintain them.
Have you served in the military?
No, I haven't served in the military. I was about to be drafted when they ended the draft at the end of the Vietnam War. It was not a very popular war, so a lot of people didn't get in. But I do have two sons that are in the military. My oldest son served a year in Iraq and won a bronze medal for bravery under fire. My other son is a captain in the Air Force, and so, but you know, I can tell you this: when we sent my oldest son off to Iraq, he got on a bus, and you know, we were waving goodbye to him. I tell you, at that moment, I would have taken his place.
Well, the reason I asked, but you have a very patriotic position, mm-hmm. and so I thought I'd check, and I see that you're very involved as a military dad.
Yes.
So there are some other issues that I've heard, mm-hmm. especially recently, one of them, in fact, I think it was one of our morning programs just had someone about water quality and maintaining the quality of our water, at least, or maybe recapturing it, because we're mm-hmm. having all kinds of trouble with water quality. Do you have some ideas about that, or is that a position that you've staked out?
Well, I know when I was in the House as a state representative, I was on the Natural Resources Committee, and we had some people come in and present, and one of the issues at one of those meetings was nitrates in our water. And I remember hearing the presentation. I remember asking the guy that made the presentation, I said, so where are the nitrates coming from? What's causing this? And he said, well, we don't know. And I looked him right in the face and I said, well, you know, I don't buy that. I don't buy the idea that we can't figure this out. You know, with the technology and the science we have today, I believe we can figure this out. So, I mean, there are lots of opinions out there, and they're just opinions until we really do the research. That's something that can be fixed. It must be fixed. You know, I'm an outdoorsman. I love to hunt and fish, and so, you know, it really is upsetting to me when I go to a stream. It looks crystal clear, and you think, boy, I'm going to catch some good fish out of there. And then you look over here and you see a sign that says, "Do not eat the fish from this stream." You know, I mean, I've seen that happen, and so this is a big issue. We can fix this. Probably not one answer that's going to fix it, but mm-hmm. there are probably many. I think there's lots of different types of farming that can help. You know, changing the way that you know that farming is done. But that, yeah, that's a big issue, and it's on my radar for sure.
Another one is the concern a number of people have about their health care going on into the future. Healthcare expenses are way ahead of inflation.
Well, they are. And, you know, I've had questions just recently, actually, about Medicare. And, you know, we certainly need Medicare to stay in place. And so we'll do whatever we can. That's mainly a federal issue, but we'll certainly use whatever influence we have, you know, as a state and as a governor to make sure we do that. But health insurance, again, is a big issue, and the cost of medical care is just unbelievably high. And I've been looking into, and I'm working with two different groups right now that really understand this and mm-hmm. see the problems, and the problems are out there. It's really, it borders on fraud, what's happening in some cases in terms of how high the prices are jacked up. And then they pass it on to the insurance companies, and then the insurance premiums go up as a result of that. And so there's a lot of collusion going on out there. So that's a big issue. I think that's probably about all I can say about that at this point, because otherwise I'd just be speculating. You know, it's hard to find an answer to a problem if you don't fully understand the problem. And so I want to make sure I understand problems before I start making big claims. And so, you know, I don't want to get into, you know, campaign rhetoric, you know, just for the sake of a campaign. I want to, when I give an idea, I like to think it's based on something. You know?
Sure.
So anyway, but.
No, I ask about that in part because, you know, my very first job was mowing a lawn at a county hospital, and I'm very, very close to that county hospital over in Nevada, and concerned about its future. Well, it seems to be pretty good shape, but there are a number of other county hospitals around Iowa that are virtually on the edge, and if they lose too much Medicare or Medicaid funding, they won't survive. So that's one of the things that I'm concerned about.
Yeah, and I'm aware of that, you know, to some extent, of what's going on there. Some of the, and the same thing's happening with rural pharmacies. You know, rural pharmacies are not being reimbursed at the same level the big pharmacies are, and it's just not fair, and so it's closing them down. And as a result of that, that hurts our rural communities, and small towns are dying out. And, you know, I think we, you know, Iowa is all about small towns and family farms, and, you know, that's a big part of Iowa. We appreciate our cities as well, but you know, that's a big goal of mine, is to do some things that will restore the rural communities, revitalize the rural communities, and, you know, get us back to population growth again.
Well, that would be nice.
Yeah, because I think the bigger the farms, these big corporate farms, it tends to crowd out the family farm.
I've got a whole list of other things here, but we don't have time for that. We're out of time, basically. So I want to thank you for being here with me this afternoon and sharing yourself and your time and your opinions with our audience.
Well, it's my pleasure, Cal, and happy to be here. Very happy. Thank you for the opportunity.
You've been listening to Conversations with Candidates with Pastor Brad Sherman, who is seeking the Republican Party nomination for governor of Iowa.